movements, but for any type of press or pull or leg training.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to
Calling All Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time
for
the
blueprint. Man, premature, whatever you want to call it there. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. As you can tell by my slip up, the first hour will be the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host, Coach Rob Regish, in just a moment. We'll get underway with that. Later in the show, at the top of the second hour, we're going to be joined by Anthony Roberts. And Anthony is blowing the lid off of the whole Kratom discussion. If you've been following it, if you're a fan of Kratom, if you don't know anything about it and you need to know more so you can have a make an informed decision about it, you're not going to want to miss this second hour of today's show. And so since the music wants to run, let's run it.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
One of your favorite subjects, Kratom, huh?
Yeah, I was going to say, timely, too. I think it's, December 1st, the DEA is supposed to issue revised guidance, or at least at the close of the public comment period.
Well, and that's what we want to inspire people to go and make a comment of any kind, you know, make a comment. So hopefully Anthony's going to actually provide some guidance on that. But he's got some great information. Anthony, you know, I started calling Anthony Roberts the pit bull of journalism. Because, you know, something that's characteristic of a pit bull is once they latch on, the more you fight, the harder they bite.
Yeah.
And so fighting a pit bull is it's like fighting a bear. You just have to give up. You got to go, just lay here docile and the dog will let you go. But if you resist, the dog will break your bones biting down. Anthony Roberts is the pit bull of journalism. He only goes after stories that have legitimate components to them. He's not the Inquirer, right? He does his research, and he goes after a story, and he puts it out there with no intentions of maybe even following up. But then the people named in the story attack him, and then the pit bull comes out, and he's like, oh, really? Well, here's something I also have about you that I wasn't going to publish, but now that you're doing this, then he buries them. He buries them alive.
He does some great exposés.
The guy is, you know what? The guy is talented. He's highly intelligent. He's tenacious. He's also fair. I'm going to tell you something. I know a story. He messaged me one day and said, have you ever seen this information? It was pictures of somebody. I was like, oh man, this is horrible. Like, where'd you find this? He goes, well, you know, I found it. He goes, but I'm really not going to write about the guy because, you know, he's just a bodybuilder and I'm not looking to like destroy his life. So Anthony is not like an opportunistic, oh, I found out that there's a skeleton in your closet, so I'm going to rip you up. He only goes after stories where people deserve to be going after. You know what I mean?
That's good.
So anyway, what's going on with the Blueprint Bulletin?
Yeah, well, we are in the final days, literally, today and tomorrow, for the best special we have run all year, the Blueprint Bulletin Pro. And what that is for just 64 cents a day, you not only get an ongoing subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin, but you get instant access to over four years, 50 back issues, covering over 200 topics, and every single one of them, absolute breakthrough information. So, by all means, head on over to CoachRobRegish.com, click the Learn More tab, and you will see exactly the topics that that I say are covered. And I had one guy actually tell me, he says, you know, I was reading about, you know, half those things, and I'd never even heard the word before. There's
funny.
A lot of gems in there.
Yeah. Okay, first question comes from Dr. Mike Ostrovsky. He says, hey, Rob, I'm a new listener as I stumbled onto the show a few weeks ago. Absolutely love the info, and your knowledge is impressive, to say the least. My question is, beta-alanine worth taking? And if so, Can you give some specifics as to product recommendations? Thanks.
Yeah, well, listen, I appreciate the accolades. Truth is, though, it's you, Carl, and the listeners that do it. So having said that, my history with beta-alanine is an interesting one. In 2009, I actually recommended against it in the original blueprint, citing the fact that it took too long to see anything. And even if you did, it was marginal.
And this is the reason why I can't get with it. I start taking it for a week, and then all of a sudden I forget it, and it's like, oh, great, now I have to start all over again.
Well, you might change your tune after I relay what I'm going
okay.
to. You know, and at the time, I even came out and said, look, the only reason anybody's buying this is some people get the tingles, and that's what's selling it. My opinion, however, started to change the following year, by which time some pretty interesting studies were published. The first one showed performance enhancements occurred when exercise duration exceeded 1 minute. The other one showed a threefold increase in lean body mass when combined with creatine, meaning three times more muscle than creatine alone. Already singly, right? The most powerful muscle-building supplement out there.
Right.
So that's nothing to ignore, but I was still skeptical. Within the past 4-5 months, I decided to give it another go. This time, though, I tailored my dosing and exercise template to reflect some other info showing how uptake and incorporation into muscle improved, right, when you take it with food, a lot like with creatine.
Mm.
Insulin helps store it. So instead of 3 grams a day, indiscriminately, I jacked it up to 6 to 10, depending. And further, I did that both at a time where insulin was released both with regular, I'll call it straight beta-alanine, and the time-release version. So here's what I learned. If you're taking the non-time-release version, around 2 grams with a meal is optimal, 3 times a day. If you're taking, however, the sustained-release version, take around 3 grams of that twice a day, so 6 grams total. I would further call for no less than 6 grams a day and no more than 2 grams out of whack with the straight stuff. More than that leads to a lot of beta-alanine just being excreted. Now, you can still build carnosine levels, as it turns out, on 1.6 grams a day, but it takes longer, right? And who doesn't want the results yesterday? So I would highly advise buying both time release and straight beta-alanine, be that a powder or the tablets. And the reason being, the time release ones make compliance a lot easier, and compliance with beta-alanine is a big deal. Unless you want to, you know, travel around with a big bag of beta-alanine all day, it can be a pain. On the results end of things, you should start to notice them around the one-month mark, sometimes sooner. And results I'll define as greatly mitigated level of lactic acid accumulation in the muscles, right, while under load. And I'll tell you where I first noticed this, and it made a huge difference. My sled pushing and pulling. Huge, literally. Anybody that's dragged a sled backwards knows your quads are on fire. Not so with this stuff. Speaking of that, switching to triple drop sets or slow tempo reps makes a lot of sense, makes all the sense in the world while you're dosing beta-alanine. Because on the slow tempo stuff, I would recommend 6 seconds up and down. It's been shown to improve protein synthesis threefold higher versus reps that take 2 seconds to complete. One final note. Keep taking your beta-alanine month in and month out. That, given a study showing muscle carnosine levels, were still increasing at the six-month mark. I can tell you, like before, it takes a little while to see. It's not as fast as creatine, but it does work, and you can modify your weight training to take advantage of it.
Okay, so here's another angle on the whole discussion, okay?
Yeah.
Number one, people who have heart attacks, right? Think about what a heart attack is, right? A heart attack is lactic acidosis of the heart. So beta alanine reduces, it quenches hydrogen ions. It actually, in my humble opinion, can be protective against a cardiac ischemic event in elderly people, number one. Number two, people with severe diabetes, they suffer from lactic acidosis in muscle. They feel fatigued just walking. Doctors would benefit from prescribing beta alanine for those patients, in my humble opinion. Number three, if you're one of these people who loves the whole discussion about pH, body pH, oh, pH, 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 and you're taking baking soda, which is a great idea, by the way, baking soda will change the pH of blood, but not necessarily tissue. Beta-alanine changes the pH of tissue. If you're taking baking soda for the pH effects, you should be taking beta-alanine as well. Okay, that's all I'm going to say on that. All right, so Jeff McIntyre says, I was wondering what your thoughts were on beef protein, BCAAs, and free HMB. I have two of the three and just waiting on the HMB. Should I be using these all, and if so, how?
Yeah, you know what? Let me put it this way. You can do a lot better. But having said that, I'll work with what you have, and then I'll address HMB. Beef protein needs to be approached with caution, given you could be ingesting the ground-up hooves and other stuff of various critters. It usually appears on the label as hydrolyzed collagen. And so this hydrolyzed collagen protein consists of the hooves, bones, and cartilage of various animals. It's not a protein your body can use to build muscle. So be on the lookout for it. You likely have something called carnivore beef protein, which is at least, you know, really a protein. Beef has a biological value of 80. So straight away, understand you need to account for that in your price-to-benefit ratio. That is, if you desire to ingest, let's call it 30 grams of protein at a meal from beef, you really need about 40 grams of it. So one meal or shake doesn't make a big difference, but it adds up, right, when you start multiplying the jugs by 30 servings. Compared to whey's got a biological value of 104. Some people doubt it, but even so, it's a lot closer to 100 than 80. A better beef isolate would be AST's Raptor protein. They have supposedly brought the molecular weight down on a portion of the formula to a very small Dalton level. It can't be too low, though, because I tried it, and while it isn't bad, there's none of the bitterness that accompanies a truly molecular, low molecular weight protein. Certainly anything below 500. Also, be advised, beef does have a meat-like taste to it. They do their best to cover it up. It's not entirely gone, in my opinion. And it's very thick. It mixes up frothy when you've got it even in a blender. So the BCAAs, you can take intra-workout. I much prefer essential amino acids there, given they can complete the protein synthesis cycle. BCAAs only stimulated. Big difference. Finally, free HMB. In my opinion, it has already come and gone, right? After
only use it if it's really free, if you're getting it for free.
The study that accompanied it, and it's a reintroduction to the market, showed steroid-like results. And predictably, that did it a big disservice. If you're going to go that route, I'd much rather see you get at least 3 grams of leucine and every serving, you know, of essential aminos, or 20 to 30, you know, 30 gram servings of whey. That way you'll be assured mTOR is maximally stimulated and the resulting protein synthesis is optimal. So I hope that helps. How many grams? Thrive's got what, 3? A little over 3.
Of what? Of leucine?
Leucine, yeah.
Yeah,
I thought so. So, you know, right there.
It's part of the sweetener complex, actually.
Yeah, well, you know what? Leucine really is the big daddy of mTOR.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking leucine. It's actually got 3.6 grams of leucine.
Yeah.
I was thinking of glycine. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So leucine's the big daddy. You're already getting it in Thrive along with all of the essential and, for that matter, non-essential aminos that go along with it.
Okay. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We got more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Say it three times, like Beetlejuice. You'll have muscles in minutes. We'll be right back.
Coupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. OsteoBroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
I love this mashup. Rob, do you ship to Singapore?
I don't even know what that means.
Well, it's a legitimate question. So we have a listener in Singapore. Hold on, I'll read this to you.
Oh. Do I have listeners? Yes, I do.
No. Do you ship product to Singapore? Do you ship? So here's what we have.
Hold on. I don't, but Mass does. Yes.
Okay, so Mass does, right?
And Predator, I think.
Okay, so Anthony Walsh, Antony, A-N-T-O-N-Y Walsh, said, can I get MassPro Synthogen shipped to Singapore? I know they have quite tight restrictions on importing some substances and ingredients. I love the Blueprint Power Hour and have been re-listening to old episodes on my walks home. Sorry if this is okay, but anyway, I said I'll ask Rob on today's show, so he can he can get shipped.
Sounds like though, I would need to see a list of banned substances. Now, Synthogen does not contain any banned substances. That's true for the United States, the European Union. Whether or not it holds true for Singapore, I'm not sure.
Good.
But yeah. I'll be willing to research it.
Okay, and I'll forward you his Facebook information so you can communicate directly with him. Okay, so back to questions at hand. Joe Laurinaitis, how do you pronounce his name? Laurinaitis?
Laurinaitis,
okay. Oh, like Leonidas, okay, like the 300. What are you doing differently today versus 6 months ago? And what kind of results have you seen as a result of doing so? I thought it would be an interesting question to ask.
Well, he's right about one thing. It's going to be an interesting question and answer. So, well, can we go to...
What's that?
Hold on a second. I've got some a system issue to be cleared up now. Okay. So, insofar as neck training, I found the magic of periodically deloading my neck to result in profound strength increases. So here's what I'm doing. I train the four-way neck machine heavy once or twice a week, more on the order of once, followed with a neck harness and dumbbell deload and a higher rep range workout. Now, specifically, I was using 150 pounds on the four-way neck for modest, for me, reps, 5 to 10 reps. During week four, I used a 50-pound dumbbell with a neck harness, where anywhere between 15 and 25 reps on the front and back, and I used bands on the sides. Now, to that, I added daily handstands against the wall or out in the open, which, by the way, I have found to be a fantastic developer of your neck. Now, to be clear, when I'm doing it against the wall, I take my hands off the ground and just fold my arms. So the neck and head is the only part of my anatomy that's supporting my weight. It takes a long time to get there, okay? After just one deload, I was up to 180 on the four-way neck machine for even higher reps than when I was working with 150. It was legitimately shocking to me. So as for training frequency, I simply went by feel. You know, I only trained neck when it was fresh and fully healed, which I think is incredibly important and can't be overstated. Now, as for calves, I had been doing 30-second strong range partials. So I was gunning for as many reps as I could get in that time frame. That I'm going to have to call a failed experiment. I did not see the kind of growth that I was looking for there. My calves looked better, and they were bigger when I was performing 2 5-second static holds. So take from that what you will. One other thing I've been doing differently was that after my heavy sets, I've been performing 6-second concentric and eccentric sets, only 2 of those per exercise. But once you see what a humbling experience they are, you'll understand why just 2 sets is enough. They are painful, in a word. But here's the shocker. I was at a walking around weight of 225 or so when I started this. Fast forward to today. And I couldn't figure out why my handstand push-ups were I was actually dropped a rep on the last one. I found out right quick, though, when I stepped on the scale, I got to update this figure because I did this on Sunday. I was 246. And that's in a wife, you know, the so-called wife beater, and a pair of flannel jammies. So, you know what? Take from that what you will. Obviously, 10 pounds of that gain was creatine, although I can't attribute to that, to it, because that was baked in already. And an undetermined amount was due to muscle memory from way back when, in my 20s, when I made it to 252. But you know what? It came on fast. And for my free weight movements, it's been pure gold. Super slow reps in any other context.
Okay, let's go on to the next question from Martin Gennetti. He says, what do you make of this stuff? Tamotidine?
It's actually tomato. It's pronounced
tomatodyne.
Yeah.
Tomatodyne. Interesting. It supposedly comes from green tomatoes. By the time they go red, the magic is out of them. This sounds suspiciously like your green banana or birdseed advice I've heard you give to certain people. Straight up, is it legit?
Yeah, I'll get to it in a second. But, you know, what he's talking about is I occasionally will give some gym yahoos if they deserve it. You know, if they're looking to get huge green bananas, if they're looking to cut the bird seed. So that's...
You know who else did that?
Who?
Nasser El-Sanbadi.
Did he?
He did a seminar at the Arnold one year when he was still competing. And, you know, people wanted to know what his secret was. And he said, I eat bananas all day long. He goes, all I eat is bananas. And people were looking at him incredulously because they knew he was lying. But some people, you know, because he was laughing when he was saying it. But some people believed him. And he was like, you don't think bananas will put muscle on you? Look at a gorilla, he goes. And so some people went out and, like, they just ate, like, dozens of bananas a day. And they got fat as F. And they were like, oh, man, this guy. But he told people that in a jokingly way because they kept, like, NASA, what do you eat that makes you so muscular? It's like, dude, it's not what I eat. It's how hard I train, you know?
You know what? Do it with a straight face. You're getting even more.
He did. He did. He said bananas. Eat bananas.
All right. So now on this tomatodyne stuff, it's an interesting story. Like the other non-hormonal anabolics, similar to ectosterone, tomatodyne has this now, by now, familiar four-carbon ring structure with a few extras attached to it, of course. The study that got everyone excited, at first it was in test tubes, strongly showing that it activated protein synthesis. But the more recent one used mice. And what that study showed was impressive. Tomatodyne makes muscles bigger and stronger. It boosts endurance capacity, and it even inhibited the growth of fatty tissue. So the results of studies, you're probably wondering, how safe is this stuff? The results of those studies has also been positive. So here's what the researchers summed up with. In humans, dietary tomatodyne comes from ingestion of alpha tomatine, which is abundant in green tomatoes. Before you get any ideas, you have to eat a kilo of them per day to get that amount. And the magic's gone once the tomatoes ripen. As for supplements, I've only found one containing this ingredient, and it's something called Titan. By Antaeus Labs.
They should have called it muscle ketchup.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So before anybody goes Googling, hold on to your wallet for a second. The human equivalent dosing in these studies is 500 milligrams a day. Titan only gives you 100 milligrams per daily serving.
Yeah, and let me guess, and there's 30 capsules. So in order to do it right, it'll only last you 5 days.
No, to be fair, I think it's 60 or 90. Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
But it's complex with 200 milligrams of Shilajit, which is the Indian cousin of Russian Mumio, which is good stuff. Now, to be fair, I reached out to the company. I said, guys, you know, the human equivalent dose is 500 milligrams. You're selling 100. How does that reconcile? And the response back I got was, we believe...
F you.
We know.
F you. We're blocking your emails from now on. Go ahead.
The response back was...
We don't want to hear the truth.
The Shilajit increased the absorption to such a degree.
You know what? That sounds like a lot of bull Shilajit to me.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right. So nonetheless, I ordered a bottle of this stuff to see what it does. And that's, for the record, it was before I noted the human equivalent dosing. But I also have a Blueprint Bulletin subscriber, Sened Makis, up there in the Great White North, who ordered three of them. So between the both of us, I'll be reporting back our results here. At around $70 for a month's supply, I just can't see taking, right, five times the suggested dose, because now you're up to, what, $350 a month?
Yeah.
It's just not economical. Yeah, too much for a maybe at this point. So wait for our feedback here. I promise I will give an objective review.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have a question from Richard Morton. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients, just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach. Anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Yeah, if you're into the ketogenic diet, Quest just made it so simple. And that cinnamon roll they talk about, it is a fat bomb. I think it's like 65 grams of fat or something like that.
Wow.
And it tastes like a real, it's got no carbs. It tastes like a real cinnamon roll. It's unbelievable.
I might need that for Monday through Friday.
Yeah, check it out. Okay, so the next question comes from Richard Morton. He says, where do you get your training information? I mean, it's obvious it isn't yours. You've stated as much. But where do you get it, and how do you put it all together into your program? Is there some other resource that you're not disclosing? I ask because I'm using the loading pattern in the blueprint and gaining like crazy. I have to believe you're not telling us something.
You know, I don't get many antagonistic questions, although I'm not quite sure I'd categorize this one as such either. The truth of the matter is that, yes, none of the recommended programs are mine. What is mine is the way that I arrange them and use them. I didn't create EDT, didn't create super slow reps, or any of the loading patterns I use. Anyone with an internet connection and Google can find out Charles Staley created EDT, for example. So given that, I'd be a fool to claim it came from my mind. Same for static holds. I didn't create or popularize it. Pete Sisko did. Even beyond that, I find no benefit whatsoever to ripping people off. Because you're eventually going to be outed, and then your reputation is shot. Not something I want to deal with. So these men deserve all the credit in the world, and I give it to them. Now, once you have all of these, that's only part of the magic. The voodoo that I do is in cobbling them together, specifying which to perform after which and what to do between each program. It's not as easy as it sounds, because you can perform German loading pattern one and put 20 pounds on your bench. That's one thing. To follow it up with, let's call it EDT, is going to leave you miserable after attempting your one rep max again. It'll be gone. Why? Because EDT isn't the program that's going to build and retain and build on that one rep max, or what I call alpha strength. Likewise, you can't just use static holds to the exclusion of all other methods, although it's presented as such. What you will get there is some absolutely sick increases in your static strength, plus or minus 5 degrees. I lost more than a little. Your full range strength will have plummeted and for 95% of people, and your tendons and ligaments will be in for a beating. God forbid you even have a touch of tennis elbow. You will be in agonizing pain with a static contraction-only routine. Instead, the real magic in what I do is what method to combine with each other or which program follows next. To gain that knowledge, I spent 30 years experimenting on myself. So in other words, trial and error, which everybody out there, everyone and his brother, is doing. Why somebody would want to go through 30 years of it when it's all in one place, I don't know. But my notebooks revealed what worked, what didn't, and I threw out what didn't. Some people question some of the advice on this show, which is fine. You know, there's value in productive discourse. But no one has ever questioned my training advice. It seems to have an extremely high rate of fail-safe baked into it for everyone that uses it. So there it is, the real 411 on why things work so well together.
And the reality is that a lot of the people who present training programs today as their own, they're not. Because if you go back into the early 1900s and you look at some of the fathers of physical culture, you go, oh, you know, like, I remember when Tony Horton came out with P90X and he said, the magic in P90X is in confusing the muscle, you know, something like, it was like, Joe Weider popularized that in like the 40s, I think it was. And he stole it from somebody else, Randy Roach told me.
Yeah.
There's few original thoughts left in physical culture, because we have been looking for ways to get stronger and bigger since Greco-Roman times. I mean, really, we're talking about thousands of years. You think there's new ideas in how to get the body to respond? So, Mike Gillard says, what can you tell me about Alpha GPC?
Well, I can tell you it's one of the six or so ingredients in my new pre-workout. Beyond that, I was recommending it way back when, and I'm glad I did, because the research continues to pile up in its favor. In addition to showing strength increases, it's a reliable GH booster. Alpha GPC is a choline sort that you can buy right off the shelf in the better supplement stores. And because growth hormone levels peak right after a workout, sports scientists have had a way to look at it. So what they discovered was when they gave 600 milligrams of Alpha GPC to reasonably experienced strength athletes, GH levels had at least doubled. Now, acetylcholine, the question becomes, how does that happen? Acetylcholine helps the brain and the nerves to communicate with each other. It also ensures that the brain can embed memories and instruct muscles to move. And here we're starting to move into the strength application. Because of the first property, the longevity movement has always been interested in substances that boost acetylcholine. Relative to the second attribute, that is why strength athletes use it. I'll detail the results of one study. Researchers gave seven young men 600 milligrams Alpha GPC or a placebo 1.5 hours before they trained. The workout consisted of 6 sets of squats with 70% of their one rep max, followed by 3 sets of bench throws. Why they chose that, I don't know, with 50% of their one rep max. Long story short, these guys, their GH levels increased 44-fold. What is interesting to note here is that the study was performed in young men, and that leaves open the possibility, at least, that in older men, the increase may be much more dramatic. You know, the 44-fold increase, even if it had stayed the same for an older guy, that would have registered much more. Still, it's the strength increases that I'm interested in. When a compound can generate a 14% increase in momentary muscular power, it gets my attention, and it did just that in another study. That's precisely the attribute that you're looking for. And by the way, it's not a stimulant. It's not going to make you shaky. It's not going to make your heart race. A pure 14% increase without the stims. Here's the bottom line. You should be using this stuff. It's economical. There are several other things that will magnify its effects, all of which I got in my new pre-workout. And the anti-aging effects alone, most of them in your brain, make it worth it.
Can you just get the choline effect from eating raw egg yolks?
You know, that's
or even phosphatidyl or lecithin?
That's an interesting question. We probably have to go back and look at how many milligrams of choline are in there.
Yeah.
Or choline precursors.
Yeah, be interesting. I don't know. That might be a good question to cover next time.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Elisa and I will be visiting Livon Labs in a couple weeks when we're out in Las Vegas for the A4M World Congress. So that ought to be fun, hanging out with the folks there. So, what's the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
Tip of the day are my thoughts on gaining size and strength. I have been on the anabolic diet now for over 6 months, and the gains I'm making are truly remarkable. But consider this. I started this adventure at 216 with a goal of regaining at least 20 pounds of muscle. So for context, I've been 252. Nothing could have prepared me, though, to see the numbers 2, 4, and 6 on the scale this weekend. I never used the scale, given it's a flawed measuring device. Instead, I used the tape measure and strength gains. I can tell you unequivocally, though, a lot of this is muscle. So the question is, how does my bulking run benefit you? We're going to take a look, then, at what has worked. I have been very consistent with two things throughout this run. 20 rep breathing squats and creatine and beta alanine. There were a couple other particulars. First, I made a decision and set a goal of gaining at least regaining 20 pounds of muscle. Second, I decided the anabolic diet would be the vehicle to do so. Third, I decided to load Synthogen every day. Fourth, I decided to pair creatine with a novel absorption enhancer, given my previous poor experience with it. I never gained a pound from it before. But then this time, boom, you know, 10 pounds in all the right places in 9 days. You know, and about that time, I was sitting at 226. So, you know, I was on some peptides from there. It took a while, but I got to 236. The specifics of that creatine and gray market item, though, by the way, can be found in my Turbo 20 webinar. So around this time, around 4 months in, I added the beta-alanine to the mix. My point there being is it's only been 2 months that I've been taking it along with creatine. Another salient point, I wasn't eating up or otherwise trying to gain any more weight. I just used the tape measure and my strength levels, which were going up, up, and up. So, yeah, 246 was after a huge carb up weekend, but the fact remains something's working. Something in this case amounts to doing a lot of little things right. Protein intake, especially after workouts and before bed, thank you, Thrive, always adhere to it. Obviously, the principle of progressive overload, always adhere to. I did add super slow reps, although to be fair, those are only the last 3 weeks or so in the making. Sleep was a consistent 8 to 10 hours a night, sometimes more. And yes, some of those last 10 pounds were likely muscle memory. The fact is, though, you know, I'm suddenly within 4 pounds of my all-time high. In some ways, it's a good thing. I mean, we all train to get bigger and stronger, right? I always did. But I'm no spring chicken anymore, and carrying around extra weight, even if it is mostly muscle, it's hard on the heart and lungs. So I need to keep a keen eye on cardio and upping my work capacity. Yesterday, for example, I went to the gym and I did prowler sprints, followed by high-intensity interval training on the bike. You know, to skip that would be to invite sleep apnea, a tough time walking up the stairs, or at least, you know, you can feel it, and speed-tying my sneakers while holding my breath. Now, guys that are bulking up know exactly what I'm talking about. So, in time, I will be making a concerted effort to lose weight and get back down to a leaner and meaner person, with an eye for being pound for pound the strongest I've ever been. That'll involve switching to a lot of body weight work, a stricter diet, certainly calorie-wise, and perhaps some other training alterations. But that, too, will only work due to, you know, the one tie that binds all this success. It is a collection of consistent little things done consistently over time that allowed me to achieve my goals. If anyone ever tries to tell you that they have the one key to this kingdom, don't walk away, run. The truth is, it's simply this collection of things and consistently delivering them that drove success. Nothing more, nothing less. So a lot of guys, after hearing this, are going to be inundated with ads for nutritional supplements telling them that is the answer. And I'm here to tell you, as someone who has his own nutritional supplements. That is not the only part of the answer. So it's good to sit down with a checklist. If you don't have half a dozen little things you're doing consistently, you need to think harder.
And the consistency has to really be emphasized here.
Yeah.
Because even if you do the wrong thing long enough, you'll see results.
Right. And now not doing one little thing, I can tell you, will spell disaster. And maybe that's why muscle growth is so difficult. You know, fail to adhere to the law of progressive overload, and you will fail. Fail to eat enough protein or calories, and you will fail. Sleep 2 or 3 hours a night, and you will fail. No, it's time to get things on the other side of the ledger.
I listened to an interview yesterday by Everett Advices Radio by Scott McNally. He interviewed a guy who is also a friend of our show, James Potter, over at the he lives in the in Australia, and he was actually a longtime competitive bodybuilder since he was very young, and he was even Mr. Australia. I mean, which is really high level competition. The guy has got an amazing physique. He's amazingly handsome. Got a beautiful smile. Very intelligent. But when you listen to his story, what I believe probably evades a lot of listeners is he's been doing, like, he talks about his diet. So when he first got started, he was eating 1 gram of protein and 1 gram of carbs per pound of body weight, divided equally over the number of meals he could eat in a day based on his lifestyle. And he did that for a very long period of time and watched what happened. Most people, if they don't see something happen in 3 days, they're like, oh, I'm doing the wrong thing. I got to change. And this is, in my humble opinion, the reason why we don't have more people who reach their goals. Because they don't do anything consistently long enough. Nothing. Nothing. They hop. There was a girl in one of the web forums, I think it was Keto Gains. She said, what do you switch to once your body adapts? My body adapts to my routine quickly. I said, please qualify adapts. What do you mean? And then she never responded. So I said, look, your body has stopped responding to your workout when you stop getting stronger.
Yeah.
I mean, if you and you need to ascertain that over a few weeks. It's like, wow, I've been doing this for X amount of months, maybe a year, and all of a sudden, I'm not making gains anymore. Now your body has adapted. But your body's not adapting in 3 weeks. Come on, give me a break. You're bored, maybe. You've got a short attention span, yeah. But nobody reaches the level of physical perfection, whether it's strength, whether it's aesthetics, without doing the same boring thing 1,000 times a day for weeks, months, and years. So when you see somebody like James Potter, who's got a beautiful physique, and you go, oh, I want to look like that, what you need to say is, I am willing to dedicate the next 10 years of my life.
Yeah.
10 years. It's like looking at someone who's a surgeon and going, I want to be a surgeon. And then showing up the first day at school and going, okay, how much longer is this going to take? Well, 8 years. Like, did you realize that when you dreamed up this idea of becoming a surgeon, that it's going to take 8 years? Or you just want to become a surgeon and you don't want to do the 8 years?
So regardless, we've crystallized an important truth here. One, you need to do a litany of things consistently to make gains, and just one of them will knock you out of the box.
Right.
And two, you can get access to my entire library of knowledge over at CoachRobRegish.com. Click on the Learn More link for the Blueprint Bulletin Pro.
There you go. All right, Rob. Thanks a lot, brother.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be covering all things Kratom. I'll even get into my own personal experience with Kratom. Stay tuned.
Now,
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So unless you've been living under a rock, you don't know what kratom is. Or kratom. Anthony had to school me on the product. This is one of those things where people call it kratom. It's like tomato, tomato. Anthony, how you doing?
How's it going, Carl?
Anthony Roberts has been a guest on this show for 11 years now. You realize that?
It's a long time.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And Anthony has broken some big stories on this show in the past. I said something. I'm going to do this, and I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable, but I said something in the first hour about you.
Oh, okay.
So I started calling you the pit bull of journalism a long time ago. The analogy I gave was Anthony writes things that are true about people. well-researched, and with no agenda, no hatchet job. And if you're a good dude and you read it and you go, wow, this guy's right, you know, what am I going to do? And you go away, Anthony leaves you alone. But as soon as you come out and you start slamming Anthony, like, that's a lie, you're full of baloney, then all of a sudden Anthony's got all this other stuff on you. And it's like, I've seen it over the years, right? It's like a pit bull. Yeah. When a pit bull latches onto you, if you, like, if you just lay down and, like, play dead, the dog lets you go. But if you fight the dog, he bites harder and harder, and that's how you are. It's like, and I know you. You're a good person. I know that you've had stories in your hand that if you wanted to run with and destroy somebody just for the sake of destroying, and you've told me, well, I don't want to hurt the guy. I'm not going to do anything about it. I just want you to check this out. So
yeah.
Anthony is not malicious, but when he latches
onto
us.
I sit on stories all the time that are just salacious and might ruin someone's career, but they're not important to anyone. But
right.
They would ruin someone's career if I put them out there.
Right, right. And I know this for a fact because you've emailed me. You've said, have you ever seen this? I'm like, oh, yep. My God, that would destroy him. And you're like, yeah, I'm not going to do anything with it. I was just asking if you knew about it. I was like, wow. So this is who Anthony Roberts is. The only people who have a beef with Anthony are the people who he exposes. And, you know, I'm a big fan of the truth, even when it's me. I mean, if somebody says something bad about me and it's true, I have to own it. And that's it. So that's what I said during the first hour. Go ahead. Tell people about yourself. How long have you been writing now?
I mean, I've been writing forever, but professionally probably, you know, basically for the last 11 years, right? Maybe 12 or 13. And it'd be easiest to look at me sort of as a, you know, a journalist who writes about the fitness industry, and that could be anything from steroid trafficking to, you know, something about CrossFit to some new study that breaks or something in the world of dietary supplements or, you know, a class action against a supplement company. Anything in that area, I would say, is kind of my beat.
And I don't see a pattern. I watch what you write. And I can never really, like, when you release a story, I'm like, wow. Like, where'd that come from? What, I didn't even know he was interested in that. Which, we're going to talk about Kratom today. Did I say it right? Kratom, right?
Yeah, yeah. I say Kratom, and I've heard more people say Kratom. And then I saw some guy's Twitter handle was Kratom is Gratom.
Ah, I like that.
So, like, I kind of defer to that. Like, I guess this is how people, like, in the, you know, in the community say it. So, I'll, you know, we'll go with that.
So, you're a huge fan of the Freedom of Information Act.
Oh, yeah.
And so, first of all, what made you, why did you start looking at Kratom? What turned you onto it?
You know, because I've been an athlete my whole life and, you know, weight training. I'm pretty banged up. I mean, I'm not even 40. I've had four, you know, major joint surgeries, and it was getting kind of popular with, you know, bodybuilders and stuff, and they were saying, oh, this, you know, lets me train, it's, you know, it's a painkiller, it does this, it does that, so, you know, I gave it a shot.
It's like Nubain without the addiction.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, bodybuilders and athletes are big into opiates and painkillers and, you know. So for something to come along that's natural, and they're also a very, I don't know how you put it, they're the kind of crowd that are going to dump something if it doesn't work.
Right.
If they're using a product, you get a month. That's generally what it is. You buy a month's supply, doesn't work, nobody's going to use it. Dietary supplements come and go and fail miserably when they don't work. So the bodybuilding community is really good in that way of distinguishing something that, you know, that doesn't work versus something that, you know, really has some benefit.
So where does Kratom come onto the scene? When did it become popular? How long ago?
You know, with athletes, it seems to be a few years old, but in terms of, you know, just generally around and, you know, people are going to hate that I say this, but in head shops and, you know,
right,
available, seems to have gotten a lot bigger in maybe the last 5 years. 3 years. Bodybuilders were kind of at the tail end, and athletes at the tail end. But it's popular enough that the WADA, the World Anti-Doping Association, their agency, they're looking into banning it and they're limiting its use. So it's big enough in the athletic world, and it's considered, you know, interesting enough for these agencies to be looking at it. So, you know.
3 years ago, I was up in an area of Louisville, Kentucky called Bardstown Road, which is a very new bohemian type of an area. And they have a head shop up there called Puff Puff Pass. Isn't that beautiful? And so, and they had a big neon sign that said Kratom. And that was like, I was, what's Kratom? What the hell is that? It's like, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. 3 years ago, I started to become aware of it. But I hadn't tried it until a couple months ago.
But here's the thing, right? Like, so it works for me, right? I get some mild pain relief. I get maybe a mild mood elevation. Some people, you know, are talking about they use it for PTSD and they use it for social anxiety. But you said you had great results, right, in terms of, like,
I had
pain
never,
relief?
Yeah, I had. So the audience knows that from years of heavy loading of my spine, my lumbar spine is just like one sausage of bone. It's like they're all connected together now. So I have this really bad stenosis that causes severe pain from my glutes down my back of my legs, in front of my legs, into my calves and shins, and right into my feet. And I live with this pain. This pain is probably an 8 of a 10. But I live with it. And ironically, the days I train my legs, it goes away for a couple days, and then it comes back. But I was in Los Angeles recently, and my son was like, "Dad, you've never tried Kratom?" I said, "No." So he took me to a head shop, and we bought some. And I took the requisite 3-gram dose, and it was probably about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and we were going to meet a friend and go up to Hollywood. I felt it within 15 minutes. I felt the pain completely subside, but there was no euphoric feeling. There was no psychotropic.
No.
I didn't feel stoned. I may have felt a little focused, but that could have been the ability for my brain to do things without...
Yeah, wasn't dealing with the pain.
Pain, yes, without dealing with pain. Because
yeah.
That pain is constantly distracting me, everything I do. And so we walked... I had a Fitbit on. We walked 26,000 steps that night. We walked from West Hollywood, all the way through Hollywood, and then back again. And we came upon a shopping mall that was outside. And it had 2 flights of stairs that looked like it was going up to the Parthenon. And I ran the stairs 2 steps at a time without wondering if there was... I was like, oh my God, this is what it would be like to live without pain. I thought,
yeah.
This stuff is the greatest. The only bad thing for me is... it made me motion sickness. If I was in a car, I had like problem with my eyes tracking side to side. I got motion sickness. But other than that, I felt nothing else except the mitigation of all pain in my body. I thought this stuff is amazing. And then I realized that's why they don't want it around.
Yeah, no, to me, it seems a bit more like mild, you know, it's not all my pain goes away, but you know, it's definitely noticeable, and you know, there's different strains, right? And like, the Kratom community, I think, don't like the head shop references. So it kind of lumps them into like sort of a dubious category.
Yeah.
But whatever. I mean, if that's where you bought it, that's where you bought it. But there's like different strains, and you know, so one strain might give you a little bit more pain relief, and another strain, you know, might give you a little bit more whatever.
Focus.
Focus. Yeah, yeah. So there's different strains, and I'm certainly not an expert nor sort of interested in what the different strains necessarily do. It's pretty marginal in my experience. I've used like half a dozen, you know, and the differences are pretty marginal.
And the interesting thing about Kratom is that it is of the rubiacea,
yes,
category, which is where coffee comes from.
Yes.
And coffee has caffeine. Caffeine's a drug. You know what I mean? It's like, this is like, I don't get it. I don't understand why you can take an NSAID, which will destroy your gut, destroy your liver, destroy your kidneys, in order to cause pain to subside. But you can't take something natural like this.
No, I don't understand it either. And it's you know, and unfortunately, that's where we're at, right? Where the government stepped in and tried to make it illegal, right? Out of nowhere. Just kind of stepped in and said, hey, we're going to make this illegal, and we don't want to hear from anyone, you know, because they placed a notice in the Federal Register saying we're going to make this Schedule 1, and you need not comment, which is, you know, not how government should work. You know, they basically went in and tried to unilaterally take it off the market, and then, you know.
Now, do you think that that was pressure from the companies that sell opiates, pharmaceutical opiates, prescription opiates? You think that they were the ones that, of course, I've read an interesting fact. In states that have medical marijuana, the prescription for opiates have dropped by 75%. People just go get some weed and smoke a little weed instead. And apparently, the prescription opiate industry, which has lobbying groups up in Capitol Hill,
they're pissed off. New Mexico or Arizona?
Yeah, they're pissed off. They're like, wait a minute, we're losing money, even though it's like too bad. And wouldn't you think that the government has been pressured by them and like, oh, great, now we have Kratom too? We have to, like, we're going to be out of business in 5 years.
Yeah, so I have, I filed the Freedom of Information Act request, and I asked to see records, you know, if the DEA is meeting with, you know, with any pharmaceutical groups and talking about Kratom, and that request was denied.
Okay.
So they didn't want to tell me if those records existed, but I do have evidence that someone who worked at the FDA, who has been very outspoken against Kratom, not against it per se, but wants to regulate it, and he would be someone that if you divide the, you know, the current situation into pro and con in terms of Kratom, he'd be someone firmly on the con side. I do have evidence that he met with a lobbying group that represents some pharmaceutical companies. I don't know what the meetings entailed, but I do have his emails where he was setting up those meetings.
Okay.
And this is a former guy at the FDA who, you know, dealt with dietary supplements and who has been outspoken against Kratom.
I want to take a break, but I want to stay with this, okay? When we come back, I want to talk about the denial to turn this information over. There are a lot of people who have no knowledge of who you are that think that, oh, you got turned down and you're just going to go away.
Right.
But that's the last thing you do, because this is when the pit bull comes out, right?
It is.
Okay, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120%
57% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Anthony Roberts, who has been doing extensive research into kratom. And in true Anthony Roberts fashion, he texted me the other day and he said there are people up on, I forget what social media.
So, I was, you know, it's a bunch of social media, everywhere from like Twitter to Reddit.
Yeah, and he's
Twitter
like
to Reddit,
Twitter to Reddit, and they think that because I got turned down on this Freedom of Information request that I'm going to go away. And I laughed and I said, they don't really know you. And it's true. So first of all, for those of us who are neophytes, like how difficult is it to ask? I would imagine you are one of the people that started working the Freedom of Information Act very early on, so you must have become very proficient. You have to know how to ask the right questions, right?
Yeah, I mean, I started using it to do research, like maybe in 2008, 2009.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, there's a degree of skill to like knowing this is too broad. They're just going to send me a you know denial and say this is overly broad, and you know then there's the sort of you want to cast that net. So you catch something. You can't ask them for, you know, a specific email sent on this day.
Right.
Right? But, you know, there's definitely some tricks. And it's, you know, it's a contact sport. The more you contact them and, you know, keep up, you know, lines of communication, you know, the better they treat you, I found.
So is it commonplace for you to ask for something and be denied the first time around or the second time around or the third time around?
No, it's pretty uncommon. Generally, FOIA officers are great for the most part. They're people who want to put the information in your hands that you asked for. They're not the people with an agenda, but they don't always make the decisions.
Uh-huh.
Usually you get what you ask for, or you get, hey, can you narrow this down, or hey, I'm going to give you a call, we need to work on this. They're pretty good, but the outright denial. So let me set it up. The DEA did that, placed a notice in the Federal Register, and they said, we're going to make this Schedule 1 emergency scheduling, which allows the DEA powers to rapidly respond to a crisis. So like with Flocka, right? People were like jumping through windows and stuff.
Eating people's faces. Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah. So the DEA can say, all right, we have a face-eating problem, and we're gonna make this illegal right off the bat. So all that stuff, like Flocka, K2, Spice, they can go right after it. That's not really meant for an herb that's been around for hundreds of years.
Right. And really has no known deaths tied to it, right?
Yeah, I mean, people have died and they've used kratom, but it wasn't from the kratom.
Right.
So it's very deceptive when someone says, well, we did this, we did an autopsy on this kid and he had kratom in his system. And then, so, you know, you say, all right,
yeah,
what
you
else
got, but he had a bullet in his head.
you know, they start saying, oh, he had this psychiatric medication and that one and this thing.
Right.
So no, there haven't been any deaths where they say, you know,
death by kratom.
The one guy did this one thing. And he died. Never.
Right.
So it allows, this emergency scheduling, it lets them respond to, you know, crisis. But this isn't a crisis. This is, you know, an abuse of power.
Right.
So they place a notice in the Federal Register. Within a week, 100,000 people had signed a petition to open up, you know, the register for comments. Completely unheard of. Okay, so then, you know, they went back, they put out their, you know, their the comment period, they put that out there for people to comment, and actually people still can if they go to kratomcomments.org, they can still make a comment, and they should, even if you don't use it.
Right? I want to talk about that more at the end, because I think people are reluctant to make comments because they don't know what to say, and they, you know, so maybe we can give them a couple simple templates, you know what I mean?
So all right, so they did this, they opened the comment period, and right now there's over 10,000 comments. But when they opened it, they said, here's what we're doing, we're going to schedule this, schedule one, here are our reasons. And so you go look through it, and then it'll say, well, we had this communication with the FDA. And then so it's like footnote 7. You go, all right, footnote 7, interoffice communication with the FDA. Well, so I filed to see it, right? They had 33 footnotes. I filed to see them.
Right.
I think this is kind of, this isn't like Sherlock Holmes territory. You're saying we should ban a drug, or an herb, rather. You're saying we should ban this compound. You're saying here are reasons. You're giving me 33 footnotes. I want to see the footnotes. I want to see what you're doing. Let me check your work, you know?
Right.
Because if you want to say, oh, there's been 100 deaths, all right, then let me see. Like, were these people, like you said, did they have a bullet in their head also?
Yeah.
Let me check your work. So that's actually the bulk of what got denied, was everything that they claimed that they had gathered in terms of evidence was all denied to me.
Now, when they denied it, did they deny it like, we're never going to give this to you, or you just didn't ask the right way?
Well, no, they cited exemptions. So they might say, well, this could reasonably be expected to interfere with, you know, law enforcement proceedings, or this might, you know, give you access to interoffice communications that would reasonably be expected to, you know, make the flow of information less open within our office. Yeah, you know, things like that.
So Do you just go back and ask again, or do you have
I was doing it through MuckRock, right? So that's MuckRock.com, and they're an agency. They basically let anyone file FOIA, right? They kind of take care of the heavy lifting. I've been doing it through them because it gives me somewhere to put the documents online because they post everything and make it available. All the correspondences are available. So it really makes it a lot more transparent. For me, working as a journalist, I can say, here, you can see every time I emailed them. You can see whatever.
Yeah, it's very transparent. I get it.
Yeah, of course. And why wouldn't I want to be transparent, right? This is what I'm arguing
right,
for.
Right, right.
So I kind of have to be transparent while I'm doing it. So they denied it. They cited some exemptions. And now I'm working with MuckRock to compose some sort of, deal.
I'm almost afraid to ask the next question because they could actually use it to block the information you're looking for. But couldn't they give you a highly redacted document that they take out what they feel is highly sensitive and leave everything else intact? But then they could also redact the things that you're looking for too.
Yeah, but so there's this one thing where they said there have been 235 emergency room visits, right? And I'm not sure on the exact number. But, like, all right, I want to see them. I want to, what was this all kratom, or was this kratom and a jug of pop-off vodka, right? Like,
yeah.
What was...
Right.
Let me see these visits, right? You're claiming they exist. I want to see them. Let me check your work. If we're, you want to make this Schedule 1, you say you have reasons, but... When I ask, you say I can't see your reasons.
Are any of their arguments for the control of kratom that it is an opioid?
They mention it, but the thing about that is other herbs are opioids that aren't opium, right?
Right, right.
I mean, there's plenty of herbs you can buy, so... Black cohosh is an herb.
That interacts with the opioid receptor?
Absolutely. It interacts with the same opioid receptors as kratom. So,
well, and I was going to say, things don't have to be opioids in order to interact with the opioid receptor.
No.
Alcohol. So we don't have an ethanol receptor, right? Alcohol actually places its actions on the GABA C receptor. But it's not GABA. And really the way it works is it intoxicates the GABA C receptor. And what you feel from alcohol is really the toxic effects of it give you euphoria because they F your brain up. So this notion that, like, we don't say that, well, alcohol's GABA. No, it's not.
Right.
It's alcohol.
Right. And there's some, obviously the DEA has some smart people there. They're not dummies. So I don't know how much of this they tried to, make more palatable, but, if they really wanted to get into, receptor binding and all that, I'm pretty sure I could keep up.
Yeah.
And if they're gonna, if they're gonna try and make something Schedule 1, right?
That's heavy.
Give us the benefit of the doubt that we can understand the science, or at least that we deserve to see the science.
I mean, Schedule 1 puts it in the same class as heroin, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, wow.
And it can't just be because it's got this opioid activity, because there are plenty of legal herbs that have that activity. And it can't be if they were to claim it causes dependence, which I don't think is the case. But even if they were to claim that, I mean, caffeine causes dependence and terrible withdrawal.
Damn. Listen, I'm doing it again. I'm going through. I've been addicted to caffeine and had to kick it so many times in the past 5 or 6 years. And I'm talking about, this is real addiction.
Yeah. No, so I don't think it can be just one of those things. And I don't see how a combination of things somehow puts it into this magic category where it's going to become Schedule 1. It's really, it's a really unheard of thing for them to try and use emergency scheduling for something that's been around for, like, you know, forever. And it's, again, it's unheard of for them to say you can't see any of our references. So they're really doing a bunch of things that lack the kind of transparency that, you know, that I'm, you know, my professional life is engaged in trying to make these things more clear.
And these types of things that they're doing smack of there's other things going on behind the scenes. And that's the real issue here. So let's do this. I want to take a break. I've got more questions. The website that you can go to is Kratom Comments, the KRATOMCOMMENTS.org.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about some simple things that you can write if you're confused on, like, what to write. We'll see if Anthony can't help us out with that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Anthony Roberts. We're talking about Kratom. So, Anthony, I heard a rumor that the authorities having jurisdiction have said, look, we're going to give you this comment period, but it doesn't matter. We're going to schedule it anyway. Have you heard that?
I mean, I don't really, you know, I've heard it. I can't, like, speak to whether that's, you know, true or not. I don't know what people think. Like, there was this goal of let's get 10,000. We got 10,000, but obviously we need more. I'm saying we in a very communal way that I'm really not part of. Because I don't really have, you know, other than the stuff we spoke about before, like, I don't have, you know, a huge dog in this fight, right? I mean, I want this to be more transparent. I think more access to more herbs and dietary supplements is better, you know, but I'm not like a huge, you know, Kratom guy. I use it, you know, I think it's good. There was this big goal, you know, let's hit 10,000, and we hit it. But it's not going to be like Miracle on 34th Street where the judge is sitting there and they dump the, you know, the letters on his desk.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, Santa exists or whatever. It's not going to be like that. That's, you know, you need as many comments as you can get and a sustained effort, sustained campaigning against this, you know, and calls for transparency and all, you know. It's not like 10,000 comments went in and then everyone said, all right, we won. We didn't win anything. There's no, you know.
This is just the beginning. Yeah, this is the beginning.
Yeah, you need to, look, you're just putting bricks in a wall, right? There's one side, they want to make Kratom illegal. There's another side, we want to keep it legal. On our side, we're just trying to put bricks in this wall and hope that it holds up, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe you're going to be me and you're going to file a bunch of, you know, freedom of information requests, or maybe you're just going to be the guy that, you know, goes to Kratom comments and, you know, sends a letter to the DEA. I think this stuff should be legal. What's wrong with you, you know?
But my fear is that in the end, it doesn't matter what we think. And even if we have the preponderance of evidence that shows that they're acting in a way that is not helping the American people, but instead helping an industry, which should not be their goal. You know, the DEA, the FDA, these organizations are supposed to be firewalls that protect the rights of American people and keep companies and industries from preying on the American people. They are not supposed to be protectors of the companies and industries that they provide oversight to. The obligation is to the American people at the end of the day. They've all forgotten this, you know, and I just had this.
They're predatory, and, you know, when I'm looking through meetings that the, you know, the FDA or the DEA is having, and I see, you know, pharmaceutical lobbying groups and all that, I don't think, oh, this is awesome, they're trying to protect, you know, the consumer. I think these dirtbags are going in and trying to do something behind closed doors. I mean, it's the definition of behind closed doors, right?
Yep.
I mean, I'm reading through these lunch date emails, right, from the dude at the FDA and a pharma lobbying group.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, it's very difficult to look at him and say, well, he's just doing his job. He's, you know, he's not anti-Kratom for any, you know, nefarious reason. It's very difficult to look at these people and say those things when you're, you know, when you're really objectively examining what they're up to.
So the website, kratomcomments.org, I was just there. And in fact, they have a tutorial. It says to learn more about how to focus your comments, please click to read this. And they give you specific direction on what to say. I think that's great.
Yeah, that's from, I think it's the American Kratom Association, right?
Yeah.
That's who runs the site. And what they did, because the DEA's site, or the registry, there were some technical problems, and, you know, you kind of get the conspiracy people. What you get by going through that site is simply that there's a second record of your comments. So if in a month the DEA says, hey, nobody commented, the American Kratom Association will say, no, we sent you 8,000 or 10,000 comments or whatever.
They have them all to resend.
Yeah, right. So that's the advantage of going there.
It's almost like there's a little watchdog going on here.
Yeah, and because, you know, people were having problems logging on, and there were some problems over with the Federal Register, and, you know, maybe that was
purposeful,
legitimate, maybe it wasn't, who knows.
Yeah.
But now at least there's a way to make sure your voice gets heard.
Do you think that, I'm thinking about what I'm going to write, and then all of a sudden I'm thinking about, like, you know, I suffer from pain, Kratom alleviated that pain without any of the potential side effects of NSAIDs. It did not make me euphoric. I had no psychotropic effects. Didn't impair my ability. I almost feel like by saying that, they're going to go, yeah, exactly. You see, we got to get this stuff off the market.
Yeah, you're taking money out of whoever's big farmer's pockets.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what happens because this is a situation we've never been in, right? We've never been in a situation where the tools are actually at our fingertips, right? Like, I mean, when ephedrine got banned, right, the tools weren't at our fingertips. We were left to just watch, right? I mean, so this is a very weird situation where the public has been very vocal. And nobody really knew that there were so many Kratom people out there. And then, you know, the online petition got like 100,000 signatures in a week.
Right.
And I think it's hovering around 150,000. So, you know, and again, these are bricks in the wall, right?
Right.
We're trying to, you know, do this thing, and everyone's, you know. I mean, for me, I look at it like marijuana, and I'm not sure if that's a thing I'm, like, supposed to say, because I know there's different things that bother
different people.
Kratom people, yeah, and right. Maybe making an analogy to a drug isn't their favorite
thing.
But
marijuana was unfairly, pushed into the illegal drug realm.
Yeah, and my only analogy is this. I don't use it, but I think it should be legal, right? I would have no problem signing a marijuana petition.
Right.
Right, because I don't think it should be illegal. I think it should be, you know, whatever, regulated, right? Like alcohol and tobacco.
Like they're doing in some states right now. I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah.
And those states are not having the problems that we were told we would have with crime and car accidents or anything like that. I mean, it's just funny. When you look at...
No, I mean, it's really, and it's one of those. It is going to take money out of the pockets of the pharmaceutical
but
industry.
But you know what? Too effing bad. You know, back in the day, industrial hemp was more popular than cotton for making clothing and more popular than pulp for making paper. And
that was Hearst, right?
Yeah.
The William.
Yeah.
Right?
And they were like, oh, we're not going to...
That's the dude, the movie Citizen Kane's about, right?
Yes. And in fact, you know, for a brief education, recreational drug laws came into effect because people in San Francisco were afraid of Chinese people that they were bringing in to build the railroads, right? The Chinese people had opium dens, and the teetotalers, the ones that wanted to abolish alcohol use and all that sort of stuff, they started rumors that were untrue that they would lure white women into these dens and get them stoned and have sex with them, which was not true. I mean, that's not to say that some white girl didn't go in to one of those opium dens, get high, and have sex with her boyfriend. But
right. But
it wasn't like that. So they said, we have to do away with recreational drug use entirely. And remember, back then, they were using paregoric on children's gums for teething. That was opium. Laudanum was something that people drank instead of alcohol. It was opium. I mean, it was like people were getting stoned all the time. Nothing was going wrong. But after this push for, you know, we have to get rid of drugs because it's the Chinese people are raping our women. You know, then we had these recreational drug laws that stepped in, and the people who saw the difference between industrial hemp and marijuana, they knew it was very different, vastly different, but they thought, oh, wait a minute. Like, we're going to get rid of marijuana. Let's get rid of hemp, and then cotton and pulp will become so much more profitable. Right. They just lumped it in there, even though it has no THC in it.
Yeah, I always thought that was a weird thing, and that's sort of the urban myth, right? This is the, when you watch Citizen Kane, right? That's the dude, the bad guy, whatever you want to call him. That's the dude that made it all illegal because, you know, he was pulling strings behind closed doors. And to me, like the analogy, you know, I'm not saying we should have opium dens or whatever, but the analogy works, right? This thing is something we should have access to, like, or at least adults, right? Like, I mean, there's, you know.
You know what's really makes, what creates a sense for me of authorities having jurisdiction being completely disingenuous about their concern for humankind in their steps to eradicate these things that they say are, you know, the devil's tools. You know what I mean? These whole, sure, you know, drugs. First of all, alcohol destroys more lives than weed will ever destroy. Alcohol will ruin your liver and kidneys. It will give you diseases. It's horrible, horrible stuff. Yet, you know, there's a lot of tax money on alcohol. And I've always said that you can kill people in large numbers as long as you pay the government their VIG, as long as you pay the government their money. Tobacco use, alcohol use, these are horrible, horrible things. But
let me step in. I think alcohol is awesome. I don't know why you keep saying it's horrible.
No. I think it's awesome too. But my point is, allowing people to drink alcohol but not smoke weed is completely disingenuous in my head. It's like, are you joking?
Well, it's one or the other, right? We need to be consistent across the board. Like,
yes,
we need to say all stuff that's bad for you is illegal, or, you know, none of it, and we regulate, but we can't say, like, well, this thing is bad for you, so it's illegal, but that other thing's fine, and it's worse for you. We just need some degree of consistency and transparency.
Right.
And that's the huge problem, is that we're lacking both of those things.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, alcohol will ruin your liver, right?
And ruin your brain.
NSAIDs will ruin your liver, too.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
Kratom won't. Why can't I take Kratom? And it's like, well, you can't take it because...
It works.
I don't know. There's these 33 footnotes. And we're not going to tell you why, but take our word for it. If we have your best interest at heart, you know, that's unpalatable to me. I have my own best interest at heart.
And if anything, organizations like the FDA and DEA have shown that they don't have our best interest at heart. I just have to go back and talk about the Anabolic Steroid Control Act, which the DEA did not want foisted upon them, which the DEA did not want to enforce, but they were forced to anyway. And now you have criminals out there who are using performance and appearance-enhancing drugs that are probably safer than breast implants and all the injections that people get in their faces to build collagen and all this other stuff. And it's like it's been illegalized and demonized. And this is not about bodybuilders. The majority of people that use performance and appearance-enhancing drugs are average guys and gals.
No, and it's just a very weird sort of nanny state thing where they take these people. And it's funny because they'll take the steroid-using guy, like whatever, the college, whatever, football player, and if they, you know, they catch him and they throw him in, like, rehab with dudes who are, like, scratching their meth sores. And, I mean, you know, it's so weird. Like, it's just such a weird thing that we want to say, like, let's help these people, let's get them off drugs, let's do this, and we have no idea what we're doing. You know, and Kratom comes along, and people have used it to kick crippling addictions. I mean, people have used it to kick absolutely crippling addictions, and we see now we're going to take this away from you. You know, it boggles the mind.
We know what's happening here. We've seen it before. You know, they're going to take it away so that doctors can prescribe it and they can sell it for big money. I mean, that's what's going to happen
here. There's some patents in the work for mitragynine. That's the chemical name. There's some patents in the works for mitragynine-based medication. That's not something that, you know, that everybody missed the boat on. There's one guy over at Ole Miss. So there's definitely some drugs in the pipeline.
But let's face it, who's going to take a mitragynine-based drug that has to be prescribed by your doctor and is going to cost a ton of money? And, you know, okay, it's FDA approved. What does that mean? Vioxx killed 55,000 people. That was FDA approved. When you can just go out and buy, you know, Kratom at some store and not have to go into the doctor and let people know what you're doing because you have some privacy. I mean, I look at when they introduced the prescription fish oil. I mean,
that's exactly what I was going to say, and it was inferior. The estrified fish oil was inferior.
Inferior, more expensive, and people were like, F that, I'm just going to keep buying my fish oil.
Yeah, but you know what? You can't patent fish oil. You can patent it when you throw an ester on it, and it was amazing because the bioavailability was less.
Right.
But it was patented so people could get it through their doctors, they'd get, you know, health care to pay for it, and it was an ineffective product.
Yeah.
And I haven't looked at the Kratom ones, by the way. Like, I don't know if, you know, this one guy's out of Colombia. I don't know if they figured out some awesome thing to do to it. Maybe it's 100 times better. But I do know that the fish oil was a disaster, and there's a lot of disasters.
So I say introduce the drugs and let them work side by side with the stuff over the counter. Because, you know, over the counter, if the Mitragyne drug is better and it produces better results with less of the undesired effects, like some people get motion sickness, then I say do that.
Well,
but
it's not either or, right? Like, you could buy potassium, right? And
yeah.
Up to 99 milligrams.
Yeah.
That's a dietary supplement.
Right.
You want to get 100 milligrams or more, that's a drug.
Right. There you go.
So
that's why,
you know, it's not as black and white as maybe people think. But again, it's uncharted territory. I mean, I don't know, like, what happens over at the DEA now? I mean, it's something that, I mean, have you ever seen it?
What?
People responding and signing online petitions.
No, never. Never before. No, this is a new
one. For a dietary supplement, yeah. 100,000 signatures?
No, this is new.
No, it's, yeah, so I mean, it's kind of an exciting thing to be, you know, to be part of. I mean, it just never happened. At least not, you know, not on my beat, not on my watch, you know.
KratomComments.org. Go there. They give you a tutorial on what to write. You can write something very, very brief, like, I've used it. I love it. It helps me a lot. I don't want to see it go away. You know, and I don't want to have to go to a doctor to get a prescription for it. So.
Yeah, no, I think, it'll be interesting to see, you know, how this plays out. I'm actually interested. I don't know if you know this. I think you do, but Chris Bell, the documentarian, is doing a movie called Leaf of Faith, and it's about Kratom.
Really?
So I'm interested. Yeah, and I guess we'll know maybe by the time the movie comes out what happened, but maybe not. But, you know, that's another thing. I mean, if you're into Kratom, you're into the scene, you want to see the, you know, what's been happening from a, you know, very sort of an educated, you know, cinematographer, I think that would be a good thing for people to catch when it comes out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I would love to have – I actually interviewed him when I did Off Topic for Dave Palumbo. And I'd love to have him back on the show when the documentary is ready to come out. So.
Yeah. I mean, and even a lot of the stuff we're talking about, he did Prescription Thugs, which is all about the, you know, pharmaceutical industry.
Right.
And opioids, so it'll be interesting to see how this turns out and how the whole thing turns out, though, not just, you know.
Anthony, where can people find some of the articles that you write? Don't you write for Medium.com?
Well, you can check out my FOIA stuff on muckrock.com. And then you
How do you spell that? M-U-C-R-O-C?
No, M-U-C-K-R-O-C-K.
Okay.
So you can check out my FOIA stuff over there. And then on Medium.com and on Twitter, I'm just Anthony Roberts. So at Anthony Roberts or whatever. And people can go read and, you know, see what I've been up to. And, you know, it's all transparent. It's all out there. You know, I'm trying to make things more clear. You know?
Yeah, no, you do a good job. I like your writing. I like your style of writing too. I like you have a every now and then you put a little snarky sarcasm in something when you can't believe like it's really this is really happening. And you have a really really you actually write the way you speak. And that's rare.
Well, that's what I try to do. There's no there's no higher level sort of school of writing here. I'm just trying to write where I think. If I were sitting down explaining this to a friend, this is how I would say it.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, listen, we've come to the end of the show. I also have to plug CoachRobRegish.com. Go check it out for the Blueprint Bulletin special he's got there. And today is Tuesday. Tomorrow is Wednesday. We have a great show planned tomorrow. Anthony, thanks for being on today, brother.
Thanks for having me.
I'll talk to you soon. And we will see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening.